while the prisoners in the jail into which Joseph was thrown were used to build Pharaoh's great monuments. Some of them worked in quarries, cutting stone.
Now then, you dogs! You get on with your work! You there! You'll get a real beating if you don't cut your quota of stone by nightfall!
A bit, man. Give a fella room to eat his soup.
Soup, he calls it. Hey, did you hear that, man?
5 years of this.
You're lucky. I'm in for 50 years.
They would only give us decent food.
You get used to the food. It's the tools they give us to work with. How can a man cut stone with worn-out tools?
You're right. The tools are hardly better than sticks. Either way, did you notice that Hebrew fella today?
Huh?
I don't think the jailer was as mean to him as usual.
Well, he shouldn't be. Joseph sure helps him around here. You know, I don't believe Joseph really insulted Potiphar's wife. He just doesn't seem the type.
Potiphar didn't think so either. He'd had him killed on the spot.
Since Joseph seems to be in good with the jailer right now, let's see if we can get him to complain about the tools.
Hey, that just might work.
Yeah.
Sir!
Yeah, what do you want?
May I speak with you a minute?
Yeah, all right, but be quick about it.
Well, the other prisoners asked me to speak to you about the tools.
The tools? What's wrong with the tools?
Well, sir, they say the tools are old, worn out, won't stand up to the heavy work in the quarry.
Oh, is that so?
Well, I heard you say, sir, that we're getting behind in our work. Maybe if we had better tools, we could work faster.
Yeah, this is what'll make you dogs work faster.
There are smiths and carpenters among the prisoners, sir. Maybe they could make new tools and repair the old ones.
Oh, you're a funny one, Joseph.
The jailer was a simple man, brutal because he had to be, and afraid of his superiors. But even he could see that Joseph was no ordinary man, and certainly no criminal. So, as the weeks went by, he entrusted more of his duties to Joseph, and the prison became a better place because of Joseph's care. Now the king's butler and baker offended the king, and for this they were cast into the dungeon. One gray dawn, after a restless, miserable night, the butler and the baker awoke, fearful and perplexed. Joseph, seeing them thus, came near and asked,
"Good morning, friends. Why do you look so anxious?"
"We dreamed last night. Very vivid dreams."
"It may be that these dreams are a sign of what's in store for us."
"If only we knew what they do mean."
"Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams."
"In my dream, behold, a grapevine was before me, and in the vine were three branches. And the vine budded and blossomed, and brought forth clusters of ripe grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, so I took the grapes and pressed the juice of them into the cup and gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand."
"God has made known unto me the meaning of your dream. The three branches in your dream are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh shall restore to you your former place. You shall be his butler again."
"You mean I shall be free in 3 days?
"You will. But when you're free again, please mention my name to Pharaoh. Perhaps he will look into my case and set me free."
"Indeed I will, Joseph.
Maybe my dream has a good meaning too. In it, I had three white baskets on my head, and the uppermost basket were all kinds of baked meats for Pharaoh. But the birds came and ate them out of the basket. Has your God revealed the meaning of that to you?"
"He has. The three baskets in your dream are also 3 days."
"You mean in 3 days I shall also be released from prison?"
"I'm afraid not, my friend. In 3 days, Pharaoh shall cause you to be hanged."
Hanged? Surely, surely they can't."
"Oh, pull yourself together, man. Maybe Joseph is wrong."
But Joseph was not wrong. On the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, Pharaoh made a feast for all his servants, and he restored the butler to his position again. But the baker was hanged. Yet the butler, glad as he was to have regained his freedom, forgot his promise to Joseph and did not speak to Pharaoh concerning him. And Joseph feared that he would remain in the jail forever.